Well, I'm a lion tamer.
Yeah.
Which, that is like the funny title that he gave us. But in 2014, I took Slugger to prom. So he was my prom date. I didn't have a prom date. All my friends had dates and I didn't because I'm lame. And so we just called him up and we were like, hey, will you be my prom date?
You call.
Yeah.
And he said yes?
Well, yes.
Who knew it was that easy?
I know, right, guys? Just pick up the phone, ladies.
Shoot or shoot.
That's right. So that's what I did. I called him, asked if he'd be my prom date. He came dressed up as the lion, had a suit on, walked me in, took the photos.
Welcome back to another episode of Side Boobs and Side Hustles. I am Brittany, your host. First of all, today is Veterans Day, so happy Veterans Day and thank you to everyone that has served and given to our country. Super grateful for all of you out there for your service. Secondly, it's been over a week since the election and we still don't really have a president. I'm not really going to get into it. There's a lot of, it's just craziness going on. I don't super feel like I need to cover it here. However, I do recommend that you get your information and anything that you're looking at for the election somewhere other than the mainstream news. I just think that there's a lot more valuable and factual information on different platforms. So that is really the only thing I want to say about the election. Some other really super exciting news. Last season on the final episode, I had Tiffany Trejo on and she is the owner of Black Label Candle Co. And we kind of joked about making a side boob scented candle. That no longer is a joke. Yesterday we developed the scent for the candle, ordered the, I'm not going to tell you what it is, but the canister that's going to hold the candle. It's kind of unique and fun, but I'm here to say, honestly, it's the best smelling candle I have ever smelled in my entire life. And I know that that's like a really bold statement, but we sat down and she was like, well, what are you thinking for the scent? And I told her that I really wasn't into like floral candles or like anything like that. I just think that those are a little dull. I like warmer kind of stuff. I love when like holiday candles come out specifically. I'll stock up on those and keep them throughout the year and burn them all year long in the summer. So I gave her two scents that I thought would... They're just two scents that I really like, not even specifically in a candle. One of them I've never even smelt in a candle, but I'm not like a candle expert. But when I gave her those two scents, she was like, oh my God, I've never done that before. She was like, I wonder what that would be like. So she went and like mixed it up and came back out and I smelt it. She added a couple more things in there too. And I was like, oh my God, this is it. Like we did one test. I did not have any other ideas. Like that was it. That's the one. So I did like a poll on Instagram trying to see what people thought that the candle was going to smell like, a side boob scented candle. And I guess everybody just thinks that side boobs smell sweaty. And I think we just really need to rewrite that because I don't think that that's true. Like people are like, it smells like armpit. And I'm like, your side boob and your armpit are not the same thing. First of all. Secondly, like obviously I'm not making a candle that smells disgusting. So one person did actually guess the two main scents in it, and I was kind of like shocked because it's pretty unique. But I'm not going to tell you the scents yet. I actually am going to, I think once I get a mock-up of the full candle, I want to like go around to strangers and be like, hey, will you smell my side boob scented candle? And I want to like record this and get a reaction of them being like, a side boob scented candle, what? And then being like hesitant and disgusted. And then I want them to smell it and just get the reaction because it smells so good. Like I'm not just hyping myself up because I think I'm awesome and I think it's awesome. Like I know it's biased, but y'all are gonna wanna buy it. I promise you. And I wish I could send smells via online, but I can't. So you're gonna have to buy it. Or you're gonna have to watch the video and see everyone else's reactions because it's awesome. So I am super excited about that. With that being made, some of the merch is being made. I'm kind of taking it a little bit different of a direction. Instead of just having podcast merch that's like super branded to the podcast, I'm doing stuff that's a little more all-inclusive, like quotes, like phrases that I use. Side boobs and like hustles and stuff is still very much included in it, but I'm not just going to throw my logo all over a bunch of stuff and try to sell it. I don't think that that's going to be effective. So I'm doing like crew necks and crops. The candle is going to be one of the items. And then I basically am just going to be opening a online shop that, again, is not just side boob merch. It's not just for the podcast, but it's going to have other stuff on there too. It's going to have graphic tees, all sorts of stuff. But it is going to be called the Side Boob Shop. So that's where the quote-unquote merch, I don't even like calling it that anymore because, like, it is, but it's not. It's, like, relevant to what I'm doing, but it's not. I'm not just putting my logo on stuff and selling it. I'm making some stuff that says, like, Side Boob Squad and that kind of thing. So it's, like, relevant, but not. I don't know. I think that this will be more effective when it comes to money making, as I can put more products on there than just merch. I think I can order other cute stuff that's out there, loungewear, that kind of stuff. So recent development there. I'm excited for that. The website is in development. The candle is in development. And the first few pieces that will be sold are also in development. Definitely hoping to have it all done by Christmas. I would like to have some of it done by Black Friday so I can do some sort of a sale. So that is that. Also, I've been really busy lately, in case you can't tell. I also am starting to outline an e-course, which sounds crazy, and it is, and I don't know what I'm doing, but I do, but I don't. I get so many questions about social media and all of that kind of stuff, and I think it's just time that I combine all of my knowledge and create a course for people to learn. As much as I like helping people and being in my DMs and answering these questions all the time, I think that just having a one-stop shop place that has all of the information that you can work through and that I can help you work through to get a social media plan. I'm not going to tell you everything that's going into it yet, but it is going to be really great as well. Basically, everything I do is great. I don't know if you don't know that, but it is. So that also is in very beginning stage development, but excited about that. Kind of nervous. I think it's going to take up a lot of time, but I am always up for a challenge. Last little tidbit I'm going to share before I get to the interview is I went and got a Reiki massage. So, Reiki, actually, I should probably just Google the definition because me trying to explain stuff is like stupid. But so, by like definition, when I Google what Reiki is, it's a Japanese form of alternative medicine called energy healing. Reiki practitioners use a technique called palm healing or hands-on healing through which a universal energy is said to be transferred through the palms to the practitioner to the patient in order to encourage emotional and physical healing. So basically, they're using the universe's energy to heal your energy. They don't touch you. My lady like barely touched me with like a fingertip one time, but like, so a lot of people like obviously don't believe in this kind of stuff, and that's fine. However, I do. So I am going to tell you about my experience a little bit because it truly, one, was really awesome. Two, was insane, and I don't think anybody's going to believe me, but it's fine. So I have just been like super emotional, kind of like numb, kind of depressed. I don't know, just in like a slump. Because of the retrograde. The retrograde ended and I felt better, but I just wanted an extra like boost of energy. And I had heard about energy healing before and kind of how it clears your old bad energies, which can be from like traumas, etc. So I decided to go and I booked an hour of Reiki, or it was an hour total, but I did half Reiki and then half just like deep tissue massage. So I don't remember all of the terminology that she used when she walked through this. So, like, sorry. But she, like, walked around to the four corners of something and did something. And then she was like, okay, I'm going to search for blockages now where your energy's not, like, flowing. So she goes to a spot and I can tell that she's, like, over – my eyes are closed, but I can tell that she's, like, near my leg. And she's just, like, holding her hands above me. And at first, like, nothing's really happening. I'm like, oh, this is peaceful, just kind of laying here in the quiet. But then my leg, and I don't know if this happens to everyone, so, like, don't quote me. Like, I don't know if this happens to everyone. I have no idea. My leg starts, like, twitching and, like, jolting, kind of, like, out of control. And it was really weird because, like, that leg that she was over kind of, like, curves in. Like, there's something wrong with my ankle, so, like, my foot's crooked and, like, my leg's crooked and, like, my back's crooked. I don't know. But it starts, like, just, I don't know, like, jolting, and it was weird. And it, my leg was, like, getting straighter on the table. So that happened, and I, like, that was one of the first things that happened. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this is insane. So she goes around and does a few more spots, and then she is doing something, like, over my heart chakra, and my eyes just start, like, tearing up, and I basically am, like, crying, and I have no idea why I'm crying. Like, I don't even know what's happening, like, but my eyes are, like, in tears as she stands over me with her hands. And when she, like, does it, she takes these deep breaths, and then, like, it was like she could feel my pain and would make these crazy sound. Like, it sounded like she was in pain. Like, it sounded like she was taking the pain that I had or the traumas or whatever was going on out of my body and, like, physically could feel them herself. So, like, that's happening, and I'm like, my eyes are watering and I don't know why. And then she tells me that she is going to open all of my chakras. So she goes and does all, like, this whole time she's not touching me. She might have, like, put fingertips on me a couple times, but anyway, so she goes to clear the chakras, and she's, like, at my crown, which is the top of your head, and she's doing her, like, deep breath stuff and, like, kind of making these sounds like she's in pain. And all of a sudden, this breeze, like, a breeze, like, freezing cold breeze came through the room and, like, whooshed over my whole body. And I don't mean chills. Like, this was not chills. This was literal air somehow was in the room and blew over my entire body. And again, I know that that sounds crazy, but that is what happened to me. So she finishes up and then does just my massage, and then I'm leaving, and I was like, so how was my, like, back when you were doing the massage? Like, anytime I've gotten a deep tissue, I've heard that it's just super bad. And she's like, it's pretty messy, but I think that the energy healing cleared it up a little bit for me, but it's definitely a work in progress. And she was like, she just, like, looked at me with the saddest eyes that I've ever seen on a human being and was like, we cleared a lot of stuff today. Oh, I released a lot of stuff from you, and I just want you to know that you're going to be very tired and you're probably going to be emotional because just a lot of stuff came out and some more stuff might come out, and it's okay. And she just looked so sad, and I am convinced that whatever they do with the healing, like the pulling the energy out of you, I think that they can feel it. Like, I think that all of, like, my pain and my trauma and my sadness and my experiences and stuff, I think that as she, like, released it, she physically could feel it herself because she looked at me, like, just so, like, she felt so bad for me. And I don't know if that's true, but it was, like, her eye, I will remember how she looked at me forever because it was so sad. So I'm not an expert. I don't know anything about it, but I'm just here to tell you my experience. I think that you should go get it done and let me know how it goes for you, because I'm curious if I'm just crazy. I don't know. If you're local to Wichita, I went to Triple Threat. I don't know if anywhere else does it. I have no idea. But I definitely recommend people go do this and let me know your experiences, because I'm fascinated now and will continue going from here on out. Okay, cool. So I talked forever. Today's episode is with McKenna Hadel, and she is the host of the Red Slippers podcast. Her message with her podcast is that you've always had the power within you, like you're capable of doing anything that you want. Super awesome podcast. She's the best. She was so fun to talk to. She also is the assistant for Slugger, which is the Kansas City Royals mascot. And she's got a few other side hustles as well. So without further ado, here is McKenna. All right, guys, I am here in Ottawa, Kansas, sitting down with McKenna Hadel.
Yes, yay.
Nailed it. Okay, you have a few different jobs, one of them being an assistant to the KC Sluggers mascot, which we will get to. And you just started a new podcast, which I'm excited about, and I think the other people need to hear about. But before that, give me a little bit of your backstory, where you went to school, all of that kind of stuff, just so people can get a feel for who you are.
Okay, cool. Hi. First off, thank you for having me.
Yay.
This is also the first podcast that I've been on in the hot seat, so this is kind of cool. So I'm from Ottawa, graduated high school in 2014, played softball at Allen Community College here in Kansas, and then I transferred to Ottawa University, where I played softball for two more years. I currently work full-time at Ottawa University as an enrollment advisor. That job is kind of changing for me right now, but that's really it. I'm going to be 25 in a couple of days. So
that's exciting.
Yeah.
That's very exciting. And you're going on a trip.
Yes, I'm going to go to Utah with my friend and take cute pics and do all the things, hiking and drinking and
all the things. All 25 the things. Is a big number to celebrate, I think.
I know. I'm scared.
Okay, so you work for the university. What kind of does your job entail?
The current job that I have there right now is an enrollment advisor. So basically going to high schools, recruiting children to come. Children.
I'm sorry, I lost my mind up. I love that.
Yes, recruiting children. No, recruiting young adults.
They are children.
To come to our school. So that was what it was. But I just actually moved positions to be an enrollment operations coordinator, which entails like event planning. So anytime we have big events on campus where those children would come to see if they want to go to Ottawa University, I'd be in charge of that.
That working sounds a little bit more fun.
Yes, way more fun.
Event planning, parties.
Yes, that is why I took the position. It's a pay cut, which sucks, but I think that it's going to fuel my fire and it's going to give me more excitement going into work each day, I guess.
Yeah, that's awesome. And okay, your other job, you're just going to have to tell me about it because I don't even understand how that's even a job.
The Slugger one then?
Yeah.
Yes, okay.
How did you find it and what does it even mean? What does that mean?
Well, I'm a lion tamer.
Yes.
Which, that is like the funny title that he gave us. But in 2014, I took Slugger to prom. So he was my prom date. I didn't have a prom date. All my friends had dates and I didn't because I'm lame. And so we just called him up and we were like, hey, will you be my prom date?
You call.
Yeah.
And he said yes?
Well, yes.
Who knew it was that easy?
I know, right, guys? Just pick up the phone. Ladies.
Shoot or shoot.
That's right. So that's what I did. I called him, asked if he'd be my prom date. He came dressed up as the lion, had a suit on, walked me in, took the photos.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And then the position opened up. A friend sent it to me as the mascot assistant was the position on Teamwork. I don't know if anybody is familiar with that, but it's a site out there that you can go to if you're interested in working in the sports industry. And so they have jobs, internships, postings all the time. So if you're into that, look up teamwork.com, I think is what it's called. Found it and applied. And then, of course, in the cover letter, I sent in our prom photo. And I said, you are my prom date. Let's reunite.
Oh, my God.
And then had the interview, got it. And then basically what that job is I go to the games. I worked probably 10 games last season. And you just follow him around. I have a headset on where I'm talking to the game crew. And they're kind of explaining, you know, what you know, what's going on each inning, where he needs to be, you know, who he needs to talk to, all of those things. And so really just lion taming him, you know, making sure he's going where he needs to be. And of course, there's super cool stories that go with that, too.
Yeah, I feel like you've met some people, done some things, seen some things.
Yes.
Do you have a story off the top of your head you could share?
Yeah. So one story, Aaron Judge, he's this big, tall guy. I can't remember what team he plays for because I suck at sports. Yeah, but he was in the tunnel next to where Slugger's locker room is, and he was swinging his bat. And again, he's like almost 7 foot. Like he's a big man. And so he's standing there swinging his bat, and I'm waiting. You know, I have to wait. He's a celebrity, so I'm just like watching this hot guy do his thing. And he stops swinging his bat, and he waves at me, and he's like, come on. And he waves me over, and I walk past him, and I'm like, and I'm like 5'9", 5'10", so I'm like a taller woman. And so I walk past him, and I'm just like, dang. Dang, you big. You big.
Yeah.
So that was probably the first fangirl moment that I had when I was working.
Yeah.
But eventually it led into a shadowing opportunity with Joel Goldberg, who is the Fox Sports Kansas City sideline reporter, basically, for games. Okay. And so I got to hang out with him, follow him around. I got to shake Whit Merrifield's hand. Another fangirl moment. He's a hot boy. I don't know if you've know who that is.
No, but
okay.
I feel it. I feel the energy.
She feels it. All the energy. But yeah, I got to shake his hand, stand, you know, 10 steps away from Alex Gordon, sit in the production van. And if you're ever watching a baseball game, there's a balls and strikes counter in the corner of the TV.
Yeah.
And I got to like push those buttons. So like,
ooh, that is cool.
Yeah. So like the people at home watching the game, like I was the one pushing that button. Yeah. Me. Paul, I did that. Strike. I did it. Yep.
That's funny. Do you ever, like, have you ever put the costume on?
No, I wish. I mean, I wish that was a thing, but it's not, because I'm not Slugger. Only Slugger can wear it.
Is it, I don't know if you're allowed to answer this, maybe not. Is it one person, or do multiple people
play?
No, so
there's one main guy. His name's Brad. There's articles out there about him.
Brad
the Dead. So his name's Brad. He is the main guy, that you'll see at most games, most events. He does it all, but then he has backup guys that also help him.
Are there multiple costumes? Because I feel like sometimes they have to be at more than one place.
Yeah, so okay. There are. And if I know correctly, it's each person, so each assist, like, slugger that he has that helps him has their own costume, and then there's also backup ones, too.
That's cool. So if you're not working a game, do you get into the games for free?
Yes, you do. And a lot of the times, because I was trying to work so many games, you still got free tickets. So I would give them to my friends. So they'd go to the games and they'd watch me stand and watch the game on the field, basically. And so that was cool to see my friends, because then they made it feel like, oh, I made it. You know, like my friends are there cheering me on while I follow the lion around.
That's so funny. I'm going to have to keep an eye out for you if you still have that dom next time I go to a game, because who knows when that's going to be. But if not, just even like notice that that is happening.
A thing,
that's
a
job is...
Oh, yeah. I got to step on the field every single day that I worked, because Slugger will go down with his flag and he'll wave it around before the game starts. And so I have to, like, look both ways and make sure no, you know, opposing team members.
Security.
Yeah. And I had to, like, go and grab the flag and then walk back. And I mean, it was cool. I mean, even the umpires, I got to meet some big time umpires that work, you know, in the MLB traveling and stuff. So that was cool. A lot of, like, sweaty palm moments, like standing there and just looking at all these millionaires, basically.
You kind of forget, well, I don't know, maybe that's just me, I would forget that they are the way that they are. Mm-hmm. I've had one encounter with a baseball player that, you know, wanted to hook up, and I was like, nah, see ya.
Thank you, but no thank you.
I won't give you a name, but he was on the Royals.
I think
scandalous. I'll tell you off.
Yay.
You know,
wait.
He might listen to this.
I hope he might.
It might make him feel weird. So you got to kind of shadow, what was his name?
Joel Goldberg. Yeah.
Joel Goldberg. I don't know who that is. Yeah. So I'm going to be honest with you.
That's okay.
But do you have like some sort of a passion for sports reporting? Is that kind of where you're trying to go?
Yes. So that is definitely what I want to do, is be like the next Erin Andrews. And I don't know if you know her, but
I do know her.
Look at that. She was on Dancing with the Stars.
I know her.
Okay. So that is what I want. I want to be like her. I want to be a host. I want to be an MC. I want to do sideline reporting. Really just anything. Obviously in the sports world, I'm not as sportsy as I should be though. Like I really don't know like
Yeah.
everything about sports, or like I don't even have the ESPN app. So I suck. But
so maybe you just want to be a reporter of some sort. You're yes. still feeling it out, seeing where it's going to yes. take you. Because you could just kind of have like your own show that is sports related, but maybe not like sports. Like
yeah, sports.
It's like I know it all. Like, I don't know. I don't feel like you have to know it all to be successful in yeah. that necessarily.
Do you know Lauren Chamberlain by chance? Uh-huh. Okay, so she has a new show on the MLB Network, I believe, where she asks questions of current players and they play like a little Jenga game. Okay. So yeah, even if it was something like that where I'm like doing sportsy things, but I'm not like talking about their batting average or... Yeah,
that's boring.
Yeah, not all those things.
There's so. Enough of that going on. We don't need that.
Yeah. You're like, girl, don't go that way.
Yeah. Okay, so another thing that you just started is a podcast. So Ooh. How's that going? When did you start it? Ins and outs.
Okay. So, well, first off, you were my inspiration. I don't know where I saw your podcast at, if it was online, if somebody posted it to a Instagram story, whatever it was. I found it, listened to it, and I was like, oh, she's cute. Like, this is fun. Like, this is really fun. Like, and I kept listening, downloading them, and I was listening to yours, and then I was also listening to Oprah Winfrey's, like, positive yes. podcast. Yes. I can't think of the name.
I know what you're talking about, and maybe it'll come to me, but yeah. not right now.
It's like a super positive podcast.
Super soul
conversations yes. with Oprah Winfrey. There it is. Ding, ding, ding. So yeah, I was listening to those two podcasts, and it just excited me. I was like, wow, this is cool. Like, what they're doing is cool. It's fun. Like, just having these conversations with so many different people and, you know, getting to know what they're doing, who they are, and then them sharing their stories with the world, essentially. So that was really cool to me. Mm-hmm. And so the more I thought on it, you had released an episode where you talked about how you started your podcast. And I was like, whoa, okay, this doesn't sound like super hard. No. Like, maybe I can do this. And so then I started doing the research, reaching out to you, asking the questions. And basically, I just wanted to do it as a way to add to my professional portfolio. Mm. So that way, you know, one, hopefully I'm getting some sort of recognition eventually, you know, whether it blows up or not, or whether just the right person hears it.
Yeah, it's another outlet to advertise yourself
yes.
to an extent, or to get somebody in the door that might have another contact mm-hmm. that may lead to we don't know what.
Exactly.
Don't know.
Exactly.
Okay, so what is it called? Why did you come up with the name? What is its why, I guess? What are you yeah. trying to?
Perfect. So it's called the Red Slippers Podcast, and Ottawa is in Kansas. I'm in Kansas, born and raised. So that's kind of the play on where I live. The Red mm-hmm. Slippers Podcast is from the movie The Wizard of Oz. So in the movie, have you ever seen it?
Yeah. I mean, I don't, it's been forever since I've actually yeah. watched it all the way through, but like, I know.
Yeah.
I feel like you just know what it's about.
Yeah. Toto, which is.
Yeah, like there's a different characters. There's like no mm-hmm. heart. There's a lion.
Yes.
There's like a tornado and a witch.
You guys, you don't even need to watch the movie because she just explained
That's it. That's it. Save your time.
But basically in the movie, Dorothy has on a pair of sparkling red slippers and she has them on throughout the entire time. But she had to walk down the yellow brick road and figure out that she always had the power. And so that is basically what it is. We've always had the power. So, you know, you had the power to start your podcast. You had the power to, you know, start your business. I had the power to start my podcast and so forth. So basically I'm interviewing people and highlighting the lives of individuals that realize that they've always had the power.
I love that. That's awesome. It's very inspirational.
Oh, thank you.
How hard is it having a podcast? It's newer, so are you like, oh shit, this is
totally
a job?
A lot of oh shit moments where I'm like, I mean, the first two episodes I did when I record with people, I didn't know how to hook it up, so like they're waiting for an hour while I'm calling my friend to say if like see if that she could help me, because I'm yeah. like, I don't know what I'm doing.
It's a learning curve.
Yes, 1000%. And so I always have wine because I'm like, please drink this so that way I feel less bad about taking up your yeah. time. So that is kind of what it is, how it got started. It's not been too difficult. I think now I'm at the point where I figured out how to set it up. I figured out how to, you know, publish the episodes. It's just a matter of finding time to record said episodes.
Yeah, that's a big struggle, especially you, because your other job is 9 to 5, right?
Yeah.
You're working all day.
Yes.
So you have all to day. Record in the evenings or on the weekends.
Yes. And so far I haven't done any on the weekends yet. They've all been in the evening after work. There's a couple times that I've traveled to Kansas City to record some people, and that hasn't been bad because I usually make an event out of it and do cool stuff when I'm doing it.
Yeah. Who would be your like dream guest to have on? Or you can name like 2 to 3. I'm sure you have more than one.
Oh yeah, heck yeah. Well, you, I think you would be a great one. Really, I do. I think like you're a celebrity too to me. But you, Lauren Chamberlain, I just think she's so cool. And I think
actually been thinking about reaching out to her because I have a couple mutual contacts with her as well.
Oh my gosh, stop. So her.
I'll send her your way after I'm done.
Erin Miller, she's friends with Lauren Chamberlain.
She's the one who's my mutual contact.
Yes, I have contacted her several times on Instagram. She's great. She responds. So she's one that I want on the podcast for sure. I just think she's awesome. Totally cool. All the things that she does. She's definitely a social media influencer in the sense that she, you know, posts reviews. She posts her meals, all the things. So I love following her, and I think she'd have a lot to say.
Yeah. I like that she kind of shows all of her life, not just like one aspect, which I think happens a lot in social media world. But that was my contact that I also was going to try to have on.
Look at us. Twins.
I'll push them your way if I get there first. Okay.
Oh, goodness. But her, Lauren, any big time Chiefs Royals player. And I think the reason for that is just because I think if I met one and they were on it, then they'd be sharing it with their friends, and then eventually it might get pushed in the right direction. I did reach out to Dan Mears the other day, who is Casey Wolf mascot, so he does all of that. I figured that'd be kind of relevant with you know, the Chiefs and everything.
That'd be really cool.
But
do you have any other hustles or passions or anything like that? You're a performer or something.
I do like to perform. I sent Brittany a video before she got here of me performing at the Jonas Brothers concert. So if any of you guys were at the Jonas Brothers concert, like earlier this year, there was a girl doing her thing on the dance floor, dancing to Britney Spears. And I know there's got to be at least one listener out there that was there.
Maybe we might share the video. We'll see.
Oh goodness. But it was the coolest thing ever. So I'm not shy. I'm really not. A lot of people think that alcohol is what it takes for me to get that way. But it's not. Like, I'm always sober when I do that stuff. Basically, anytime I go to a concert or a big game or there's a lot of people, like, I'll just get up and I'll dance. Or if Britney Spears comes on, it's game over. And I will perform because I have a full routine for it. And so basically the video, if she posts it, is just me walking up down the aisle, singing, dancing, flipping the hair. And if you listen to the video, you can hear like the screams of people, and they were screaming for me.
And
like,
you're just loving, soaking it up.
Yes, you're taking like, it all
do
in.
Do you need an encore?
Yeah, right? I'll give it to you. Exactly. There's something magical about like having a crowd or a group of people cheer you on, because like obviously yes, the spotlight's on you, but like knowing that they're laughing or they're, you know, getting hyped up with you. And I think that's what it comes down to, is I want to be a hype woman. I just think that would be the coolest thing ever, is to just, you know, be the one before a concert and you know, getting the crowd hyped up.
I listened to one of your podcasts and you said you wanted to be famous, and first of all, like, thank you for saying that, because I feel like 85% of the world wants to be famous, but they don't want to say it because they sound like assholes. Oh, and I'm like, no. You can say it. Because same.
Yes. I mean, it's in like all of my bios, I think, like going to be famous or something like that is like at the end of all my, like on my Instagram, or at least it used to be. Or it says be bold. And with that, like, be bold, like say it. Say you want to be famous. Like, flip that hair at that concert and reach out to, you know, the famous person.
I think it's something to be ashamed of. Like, it's, I don't want to be famous for the fame aspect. It's very hard to explain, but like, I want to be able to reach enough people to make an impact.
Yes.
Yep. I don't really necessarily like attention. Like, sometimes it gives me anxiety personally. Oh, yeah. Like, I don't know if I would want people cheering. I don't know. I haven't really been there. I'm really not sure. But the idea of being able to like reach so many people is kind of what I want.
Oh, yeah. No, I agree. And I remember like when I was at the Jonas Brothers concert, I had so many people messaging me videos of myself. And they were like, hey, my friend just sent me this. Is this you?
Okay, I would like that.
Yes. I was like, yes, it's me. Yeah. Like, why would you even ask? You already know that's me. But that's just kind of what like I've been known for with my friends and stuff, is being that person that's not afraid to go out and say something or do something that not everyone else is going to do.
That's cool. Do you have any other passions besides being famous?
That and just, I mean, yeah, really just, yeah, wanting to be famous. I mean, on the side, I have a hustle where I sell clothes on consignment.
Okay.
Cool. So there's an antique store here in town that I like rented out a section for like $10 a month. And I have a closet, like a wardrobe in there with clothes that people have given me to sell. Oh. And so when they do that, they make 50% of the money. So like I'll market, I sell it. They make 50% just by giving me their clothes.
Oh, that's a great hustle.
Yeah.
See, look, there's another thing we didn't even know, you guys.
Ta-da.
Everybody's hustling. You don't even know it.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I'm not famous yet, so I have to.
I'm working on it. Do you have any struggles or anything maybe we could share with people that may be relatable on any aspect, whether it be starting the podcast, just something you've overcome in life?
Yeah, sure. I mean, one thing that it's more recent, I guess I could say, is my relationship with God. So I grew up in the church. I went to church every Sunday with my grandma. She was the preacher. Stayed up late with her while she wrote the sermons, you know, a couple days before. So definitely grew up in the church. When she passed, I couldn't go to church. I just couldn't do it because every time I would go to church, I would just like cry because I was thinking of her.
Yeah.
And so that was really hard. It took a lot of long time. I didn't start going back to church on a regular basis until about maybe a year ago. I found a church here in Ottawa, Hope Anthem Church, and the setting is just so different. I mean, you walk in and there's no candle lighters, there's no anything like that. There's music, people are raising their hands, they're singing, they're hollering.
Good energy,
yes.
High vibe, happiness, yes. Not
hey, I love you, Lord. Yeah, none of that. Like, it's very, like, in-your-face fun. And that's the thing. Like, church can be fun. And so I found that passion for church again. I kind of skipped around in the storytelling. But so I've never had a boyfriend. Okay, so I'm 25. I've never had a boyfriend. So if there's any hot suitors out there. And I never had a boyfriend because I was always dating women. I considered myself for the longest time as pansexual, which means you love who you love.
Okay.
It's not the parts of the body that you love. It's who they are.
Yeah.
And I don't know why or when it happened. I just, over my life when I was probably in high school, I just brought girls home instead of guys. And I never really had like a coming out story or anything like that.
It just was what it was.
It just, yeah. And my parents were super chill, low key about it. Didn't really say anything. It wasn't until like the girlfriend I had in high school like broke my heart and I was crying that my dad came downstairs and he was like, McKenna, if they can't love you for you, you don't deserve them. And I was like, aww. Crap, Dad, I didn't know you knew. I didn't know you knew I was kind of gay. And so like it was a sweet moment, but it was like, oh, wait a minute. And so dated women, had another serious relationship when I was in college for 2 years. And that seems to be the mark that it's gotten to, is like the 2 year mark. And then I had another relationship just this past year where I was with the person for 2.5 years. And I just got to a point where I wasn't happy. And I don't know if it was the conflicting feeling of my relationship with God growing and, you know, the sin that I had. And I'm not here to say that it's bad and that you shouldn't be gay, because that's not what I'm saying. Yeah. I just, something for me clicked where I just wasn't happy. Mm-hmm. And so since that breakup, I haven't been searching for women. I haven't been searching for men, but I definitely think I'm boy crazy in the sense that I'm like looking at men and I'm like, ooh, he might be a good boyfriend.
Yeah.
Like he'd be cute. So that's definitely something, you know, that whole, over my whole life, you know, I've been, you know, viewed as this, I mean, everybody in high school, college, they all just knew that I dated women, but I also had a past where I talked to men and did things with men. And so like I've experienced both, but I've never had a boyfriend, serious relationship. So,
well, that's cool. I appreciate you sharing because I feel like that could be relatable to somebody just kind of navigating, like, and it's cool that your family accepted it without you even having to, like,
didn't even have to say anything.
Have this, like, breakdown
party.
Like this thing, you know?
Yes. And I did. I had, and I feel like it is relatable because sometimes there's people that are just gay, like, they just like women or they're just straight, whatever. But there are so many different parts within it.
Yeah.
Other than just boys and girls, men and women. And I did. I had a person reach out to me the other day who mentioned that his daughter had just come out to him and he didn't know how to navigate that. He wanted to know if I had any advice for him because
that's awesome
he knew.
That he reached out to you.
Yeah, because he knew that I, you know, was kind of gay. And so he was like, do you have any advice? Like, we love her no matter what, but I just, whatever. And I was like, oh. And this isn't a guy that I'm best friends with. It's just a guy that, you know, I formed a relationship over the last couple of months with.
Yeah.
And so that was kind of cool to see him come to me with that help. So
yeah, that's awesome. Wow, I love that.
Love.
Okay, I want to hear what your goals are with the podcast are, and then like any other big goals that you have just in general.
Okay. So obviously adding to my professional portfolio, definitely meeting new people. I mean, I'm sitting down with you right now, and for me, you're like a celebrity. I know I keep saying that, but it's true, because you are. You're like a little famous person to me already. And, you know, the connections that I feel like you can make when you are bold and you're vulnerable enough to send a DM to someone, or, you know, stalk them enough to find their email and send them an email. So, I mean, I definitely think that's cool, because not only is it, you know, helping me meet new people, but it's helping me to become more confident in in rejection, I think, too, because there are people that are going to reject me and say, no, I don't want to be on your podcast, or no, like what you're doing isn't cool, like whatever.
I
think that's something, too, is just realizing that not everybody's going to like me, even if they should. And so that, and then, so I think that's helping me. But then also, I mean, big goal, obviously, just wanting to be famous, a hype man, a hype woman.
Yeah. Do you have like a vision of what that is? Do you?
No, I mean,
I think I feel the way that you do, but I just kind of know.
I mean, for me, I've always told people I want a microphone in my hand. Okay. Like I would love to be in front of the crowd instead of behind, but if being behind the crowd is something I need to do to get there, and, you know, working the cameras or whatever, then heck yeah, I want to do that too. But I would love to win the lottery and just have all the money in the world and just intern and travel at every little cool spot that I could find.
Yeah, that's awesome. Do you have any send-off words or anything we didn't cover that you...
No, I don't think so. I mean, just keep being bold. And
yeah, and check out her podcast, because she is interviewing awesome people as well, and... You got the power in you. You can do it.
Look at that. You've always had the power.
You've always had it. Okay, let the people know where they can find you online and your podcast as well.
Okay, cool. So you can find my personal page at McKenna Hadel, and then you can find, and I'm the only one, by the way. When you type in at McKenna Hadel, no other names pop up.
H-A-D-L.
So. Yes, H-A-D-L. And then the podcast, you can find it at the Red Slippers Podcast.
Awesome. You can find me at Side Boobs and Side Hustles, and my personal page at Brit.Ferris. Thanks for tuning in. See you next week. Bye.